If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color?
What color?
Yeah, or what color? What, the roses? What color?
Red.
Well, now here again there's a word that needs to be filled in. What color? Something, the roses.
Red, what color?
Would you say what color is the roses, or what color are
they? Oh, what color? Well, if it's one thing, it would be what color is the rose, and what color are the roses.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
And the answer might be, the roses, what?
Red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you could say, yes, I have, or no, I haven't. If I asked you, was it a nice day, you could say, yes, it was, or no, it.
What?
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he, what, do that. He
shouldn't have done it.
If I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah,
I doubt if I can do it all. Wait, I may.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression might can do something or might could do something?
Yeah, I use that sometimes. I might could do it, but I might could roll up that shade, but I haven't been able to do it, so.
Okay. Let's see now, what's another way to say came close to doing something? You can say...
Yeah, I almost did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost. Wouldn't you say that?
Mm-hmm, I would. Would you ever use the expression I like to fell down?
Yeah, I almost fell down like that. I don't use like to very much. Like to.
Uh-huh.
I should use
but people in Monticello do use it, don't they?
Well, yeah, oh, I've heard it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I used to, I almost fell.
Okay. Now, in this one, there'll just be one word that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 pennies.
Or 10 cents. Okay. Let's see. If a person moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say, he's lived there ever, what?
So many years, 7 years.
Yeah, or you'd say he's lived there ever, what, 1960?
Ever since 1960.
Fine. A greeting on December the 25th is?
Merry Christmas, amen.
A weenie in a roll with ketchup and mustard on it is a?
Hot dog.
Jesus' parents were Joseph and?
Mary.
Our first president?
First president, Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get?
Married.
After the man caught a cold, his voice got very?
Husky.
Yeah, or you'd say he got very
hoarse.
Okay. If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
write it.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in his car and go for a
ride.
A cowboy rides on a
pony.
Yeah, or something that's bigger than a pony. Is
horse.
A
horse.
Okay, that's fine. The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its...
Roots.
You strike a match...
Fetus. Fetus. A fetus. Roots. A fetus.
Okay.
It's fetus under the ground. Roots. So what...
You strike
say?
A match to start a... The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is...
Soot. Soot is the blood.
Milk comes from a...
Cow. Oh, that's not all
that comes from.
Certainly true. A green fig and milk comes out, and lots of things milk comes out of it. They call it milk, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sticky stuff. Gooey.
Have you ever had goat's milk?
I had a cousin that raised goat milk. I mean, raised goats for milk, you know. But I just never have drank it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I just don't know how it tastes.
That's what I was going to ask you.
You know why goats smell like they do?
Why?
You know, some goats do have smell, but I don't think nanny goats do.
I know that
milking goats don't have that odor about them.
Oh, they don't?
They don't have that odor about them. But it's the male goat that say, and it said it causes bees on itself. And that's the odor.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Well, I know they smell horrible. You know, they look so cute, and you walk up to them, and then they smell so bad.
Yeah, the expression sometimes, gosh, she smells like a goat.